So, you know, I thought I'd do a little research to figure out why today is Chocolate Day.
Mm-hmm.
Why is today Chocolate Day? Well, now we find out. Chocolate's all over the calendar.
Oh, really?
Well, you got your National Chocolate-Covered Cherry Day on January the 3rd, okay? And you got your American Chocolate Week, which is the third week in March. And it's National Chocolate-Covered Caramel Day, or Caramel Day, on the 19th. It's National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day on March the 24th.
Yeah.
It's National Chocolate-Covered Anything Day. Got one of those. It's National Milk Chocolate Day on July 28th.
So there you go.
I mean, and just in December.
Yeah.
The 28th and 29th are National Chocolate Days. So any number of reasons for you to go ahead and indulge. Doesn't have to be on any specific day. Be either ahead of it or behind it. Just letting you know. All right, here we go. Time for our pop culture current events quiz of the day. It's multiple choice.
Okay.
Here we go. Today's topic is royal family fashion wear. Here's the question.
Okay.
Kate Middleton's sister garnered much of the attention the day of the royal wedding, and that gave rise to what new product that you could buy if you wanted to? Was it A, Lollipips, that's the lollipop that, quote, looks and tastes like Pippa Middleton, B, Pippa pants, padded underwear to give you Pippa's now famous derriere. C, Pippa long stockings to keep you warm in the winter.
Hmm.
Or D, two-ply toilet Pippa. A, B, C, or D? Tom, you're first.
I'm going to go with B.
B, that'd be Pippa pants.
Pippa pants.
And Chase?
I will agree.
Yes. Well, the answer is, in fact, yes, Pippa pants.
Uh-huh.
Since Pippa Middleton's appearance at the royal wedding, sales of padded pants have rocketed as women try to emulate her shapely derriere.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Padded pants to show off your Pippa posterior.
That's it. And an undergarment made from an innovative shapewear material designed to add curves in all the right places. The pants give behinds the kind of uplift usually associated with padded bras. According to the manufacturers, the invisible shaping bum boosters, that's their official name, invisible shaping bum boosters promise a 2-inch increase in the wearer's vital statistics as well as a 15-degree increase in curvature of the rear. The secret, they say, lies in discreet cheek-enhancing structures built onto the back of the lining to give extra bulk and curvature, turning your flat bottom into the rear of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Get the pants. Got that for you. And you guys, once again,
yeah,
as always,
right on.
Plugged in
yeah.
to exactly what is going on.
That's our job, man.
Yeah, it is. So now, movies got, you know, lots of movies out there.
Yeah, we do.
And
I haven't seen one of the new ones yet, but I will.
Forrest Gump, Bambi, Norma Rae, Silence of the Lambs, and Charlie Chaplin's first ever full-length The Kid, among 25 films that have been chosen by the Library of Congress to be added to the National Film Registry. Daily Variety says the films were chosen from 2,200 nominated by the public last year because of their enduring significance to the American culture. In all, 575 films. 575
wow.
films are in the registry right now.
What were the new ones again?
The ones that, sure, that's all right. Forrest Gump,
uh-huh.
Bambi.
Yeah.
Interesting, that wasn't in there already.
Yeah, I think.
Norma Rae,
uh-huh.
another one. Silence of the Lambs,
uh-huh.
Kind of surprised that
yeah.
one wasn't there. And then the first full-length Charlie Chaplin,
yeah.
The Kid.
Okay. I think I've seen all five of those.
That's it. Okay.
I know I've seen four of them.
Yeah. And so now we
yeah.
got that.
There you
so
go.
While we're speaking of movies,
uh-huh.
so that whole movie experience, and is it worthwhile to do that? Because after all, it does cost a lot to go to the movie.
Yes, it does.
Does cost a lot to...
Well,
yes.
Unless you're a senior.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, seniors do get a pretty good break.
Yeah, but the movie-going experience, if you will, mm-hmm. is not what it used to be.
Right.
Because of what it costs, because of the concession stand, because now you get to see commercials before the feature starts.
Do you ever?
You know, they yeah. say it starts at 125. I figure I could wander in about 140.
About 20 to 25
yeah.
minutes of padding there. You
yeah,
get.
See, yeah. So uh-huh. Don't know that that's
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. Well, usually the commercials now, Scott. I don't know if you haven't been lately.
No, I haven't.
But the commercials usually happen. I think without fail, they happen before the scheduled time. The previews come on at the scheduled time, the actual previews. But the commercials are there as you walk into the theater.
Yeah. So here you go. Yeah. Here are the things that people don't like. Pet peeves.
Mm-hmm.
Baby bringers. Mostly this is toddler bringers, actually.
Uh-huh.
When children are born, parents have to give up certain guilty pleasures for the first 5 years.
Uh-huh.
If you can't wait for the video to come out, and you can't get a sitter, you bring them along.
Yeah. Well, especially, you know, if it's a child that's going to cry or something like that.
I find this one interesting. Dog bringers. Purse puppies.
If there's ever been one in a theater of mine, I didn't notice it.
Gum chewers, which, of course, means open mouth.
I don't sit that close to other people. Yeah.
Well, if you go to maybe the opening.
Yeah, so if it's a packed theater.
Right.
But I always try to get the aisle, and I'm sitting next to Judy.
Ah, okay.
So I don't sit next to a stranger. I let her do that. Yeah.
And as this person says here, I've watched people eat sunflower seeds at the movies.
Oh, and then they got to spit them somewhere, right?
Yeah. Late arrivers, the couple who shows up and loudly asks if anybody could move over.
Oh, got him. Got him.
Well, I kind of sneer at the late arriver, especially at a popular movie.
Hello.
Who didn't plan ahead.
Yeah.
You know, I set an all-time commercial record Christmas afternoon. If it was 5 minutes, it was 30 minutes of commercials. Maybe it was just Christmas Day. They knew there was going to be a lot of people there. Uh-huh. I'm not sure.
Now, we're not talking trailers.
No, commercials. I mean commercial. I wish I would have counted, because after a while it just got comical. And I really wish I would have counted.
Now, percentage-wise, were these local businesses or are they national type?
Nationals.
Okay.
Almost no locals.
Okay. Well,
it was just unbelievably frustrating.
Where else did you have to be?
Look.
It's Christmas Day.
If the movie is supposed to start at 4:20, I will allow for a few trailers.
Yeah.
But I don't think and this was a fairly long movie. I don't think it started till about between 4:45 and 4:50.
Well, you said this was this was Monday at 4:20?
This was Christmas, Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, Sunday. Okay.
But Chip, didn't the advertisements, though, all happen before the scheduled start time, though?
No, absolutely not.
Really?
Absolutely not.
Really?
No.
Really?
No.
Well,
It was just awful.
Ah.
Well, there you are. So you'd finished your expensive snacks by the time the movie
I showed
started.
Them. I didn't buy any snacks.
Yeah, there you go. Got even. Thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
Well, there you go. Don't.
All right.
Don't mess with Chip.
Other problems? Mm-hmm. Litterers. That's true. I mean, would it kill you to take your popcorn box back up and dump it, you know?
I always do. I never leave my popcorn on the floor because those kids that have to clean up the theater in 20 minutes, I don't think they get paid a whole lot of money. So, make their job a little easier.
Here's your next pet peeve.
Uh-huh.
I figured you'd go back for a refill on your way out.
Yeah, don't you?
Well, I do usually get a refill. Yeah. But I'm already halfway into that one, so.
I'm just saying, mouth breathers. You have a problem with mouth breathers at the movies?
Well, it's usually a medical problem, so I don't give them that half turn or anything.
Half turn.
You know, like side
give them the old,
the half turn.
Yeah. And
gave them the half turn.
The refuse to movers. There are those people who hem and haw and physically show their annoyance at any time they have to move their legs to let somebody in. I think we're sharing the show with one of them, Tom.
I don't know about that.
I'm just asking.
I don't angle my posterior into a situation where I would have to be the gatekeeper to your aisle.
Gotcha.
Say that again.
I don't maneuver my posterior to a position where I have to be the gatekeeper of your aisle.
Yeah.
If I do that, then I'm an idiot. If I'm one of the first ones there,
and you sit on the end?
And I sit on the end.
Well, I always sit on the end because I don't want to.
Well, you're asking for trouble.
If I have to get out for whatever reason.
And that's fine. But
I don't want to bother a lot.
But does it not come along with you know what you're getting into?
Yes.
That I mean,
absolutely.
Exactly.
I know I'm going to have. But
that's my point. But if I sit there and I get testy every time somebody goes, hey, I need to get down there. I can't believe I'm having to move to allow you in.
No, but I see that it doesn't bother me to move my legs or even to stand up for someone.
And that is,
you know, that doesn't, because you're exactly right. I know that by sitting on the end, I'm buying that, especially for a popular movie.
On the other hand, if you're the person or you bring someone with you to the movies that you know within 9 seconds of sitting down that they're going to have, that they're either going to, you know, oh, I forgot the 9-pound bag of M&Ms, or I got to pee, you know? Then do us all a favor and sit on the end.
You don't hold them personally responsible for bringing that person, do you?
Well, if it's their child, I do.
No, well, that does something. And then that brings up the next, which
or if it's just your high-maintenance girlfriend, maybe you should have thought about that and picked out a better seat.
Or a different girlfriend.
There's more than a place to swim. It's a dream for the entire family to enjoy. As a Hayward-authorized pool builder, the Pool Guy can help you realize your dream with a totally Hayward-equipped custom in-ground swimming pool. The Pool Guy will help you pick the Hayward equipment to maintain your new backyard paradise. The Pool Guy offers weekly maintenance, complete service, and chemicals and supplies. Call 575-6200 for The Pool Guy. That's 575-6200, The Pool Guy.
It's the new year at Normandy Tractor with the largest Kubota rebates ever. Zero down payment, 0% financing, free delivery, trade-in opportunities, and a 3-year warranty. You just can't go wrong at Normandy Tractor. Buy a new Kubota L3200 DT 4-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor now with a Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, and 5-foot box blade for only $15,249 cash, or finance it for only $217 per month. Be sure to check out the new Kubota MX5100F, 52-horsepower tractor with Kubota front-end loader, only $18,795 or $263 a month. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find the biggest end-of-the-season inventory reduction sale on all Kubota riding lawnmowers. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, buy from Normandy Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
Tis the holiday season, and it really pays to visit Allen Honda now during Happy Honda Days. 0.9% for up to 36 months is under the tree on the 2012 Civic, Accord, Crosstour, Pilot, and Odyssey. Or for up to 60 months, percent rate is 1.9 on these same models or the 2011 Ridgeline. Allen's got your Honda, so there's no need to wait. A great buying experience and rates that are great. As this year comes to an end, Allen Honda has good reason to give thanks to all and wish all a Merry Christmas season.
Schulte Roofing is the home of the bulletproof roof. Call 1-800-FOR-ROOF. That's all you have to do. Get the best roof for your money. Save on energy too.
Hold everything. You've heard of their bulletproof roof guarantee, but now you can also get that same great guarantee when you purchase vinyl replacement windows from Schulte Roofing. Manufactured by Simonton, they offer a double lifetime transferable warranty and accidental glass breakage for 20 years. And it wouldn't be the bulletproof guarantee if I didn't tell you. If you're not 100% totally satisfied with your new vinyl windows, they're free. Call Schulte Roofing today for a free quote on vinyl replacement windows. 936-825-3690. That's 936-825-3690.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
There's a big sale at Half Price Books.
Hurry to Half Price Books' biggest sale of the season. The extra 20% off everything sale going on now. But it all ends Friday, so don't miss it. Find out more at hpb.com.
It's a big sale at Half Price Books.
8 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTLW. We're talking about things that we're talking about, people in the movie theater that annoy you. Would you like to join us, Mr. Down, since you probably go to the movies as much as Tom?
I just, as much as I am a fan of the Chip Howard Sports Talk experience,
yes,
I've just got to almost call that that there's a lack of detail there. I mean, now Chip and I'll have to fight this out today,
okay?
Because as you know, he's pretty calm when he's challenged.
Yeah.
But I have never, in all of my movie going experience, at the published start time of the movie, unless there's a mistake, I've never seen anything but a trailer fire up.
Well,
I mean, they've got that, you know, you know, movie time or whatever they have with the commercials and all the NBC shows and all that kind of stuff.
As you come in and sit down.
They are set to just shut right. Well.
Well, you know, I challenged Chip on this because I thought the same thing. I thought that it was the published start time.
Here's how it works. There's not a person up there anymore starting those quote unquote projectors.
Sure. Right.
There's a computer that says 4:20, click, and starts rolling that. And if their timing is off, you're going to get to see both of them. The ones, the little commercial things, which is on kind of a regular LED or whatever projector. And,
right.
Then the big one comes on. That's why sometimes there's a little gap there between them. I don't know. You know, Mr. Howard, it's well-known attention
to
detail and timing.
And has nothing else to do other than that. So anyway,
because sometimes actually the lights dim at that time also.
Yeah. I know,
the lights will go down at the start of the trailers.
Hey, now that it's all computerized in your theater, there's even three levels of lighting. There's the before it starts, there's the when the trailers start, then the completely dark when the movie starts.
Well, you can go ahead and start your nap. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, there's nothing any worse than that person who talks at the screen.
All right, now that's the now we're going there, okay?
Good point.
The tour guide.
Oh, that's funny. Look at that. Yeah.
Watch this part.
The people who talk through the entire movie as if they are providing subtitles for those of us who are too stupid to understand.
There is an exception.
Yeah.
If you go see some trashy horror movie, as I have been known to do sometimes, I just do love those people who sit back there. Because, you know, I mean, we all know, don't go in the dark room by yourself. Don't go in the basement if you're...
Would it kill you to hit the lights?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Turn the lights on. Don't you know what happens to 20-year-old girls when they go searching for that noise in the dark?
Yeah.
But anyway, I do love those because that just adds to the whole thing. It's like Rocky Horror all over again for me.
Seat kickers. They say, I haven't experienced that nearly as much as you do in like an airplane.
You scared the daylights out of me when you said that. Go ahead.
We are not a country music radio station. It's really okay. Anyway. Once or twice is an accident after that.
So tell me, Scott,
for those who might have missed
so-called seat kickers.
For those who might have missed it. Yeah. Seat kicker. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough. Yeah. We get it.
Anyway.
I have children to feed.
See, and again, I don't know. That hasn't been a problem for me in the movie theater, but in an airplane or something, you'll get that.
Well, have you ever accidentally been the seat kicker, and do you apologize?
No, I don't.
I normally do.
No, I don't.
Not in the middle of a movie.
No.
I'm sorry. Well, usually I'll put my hand up where they can see it, like I'm sorry, or something like that. That I acknowledge that I kicked their seat, and I'm not a habitual seat kicker.
Well, if you don't give them your name and address,
no.
send them a little gift card.
He offers them a gimme cap.
I just want them to know that I recognize my faux pas.
The worst thing that can happen to you, though, is to be behind one of those well-bred and brought up well teenagers who like to put their feet on the back of your seat.
Yeah, those are nice.
Because
if
you have a seat next to you that's empty, buddy, you're going to have a couple of stinky tennis shoes right there on top.
Yeah, good point.
And if I get up and tell them exactly what I think of them and their family, I'm the bad guy.
That's right. You're an old man. Well, you're an angry old man.
Yeah. Well, technically he is. Yeah.
Speaking of smells, too much cologne. It ain't the lobby of Macy's, after all. It would be a movie theater.
Oh, no, this person who made this list apparently goes to some pretty darned upscale movies.
Well, and again,
either that or it's just a pill.
Kind of the kicker on that.
I don't like the overwhelming scent of cologne wafting across while I'm...
Okay, then there's
greasy popcorn is acceptable.
Well,
this guy went
from Sundance here on the screen.
Then this guy went to the movies with Chip Howard.
Then there's texters. How about that? How about the texters, huh?
Well, you know, if it's during the movie or even after the trailer starts, unacceptable. But if they get all their texting and even their talking and all of that out of their system while the ads are on, I give them a pass on that.
You know what I do?
Yeah.
Because I will invariably get a text while I'm sitting there. Before that whole baby starts, I turn the screen brightness all the way down to invisible, and I keep it in my coat pocket so I can just kind of discreetly take a peek in there and not blind the people behind me.
Right.
And I don't really mind them texting if it didn't suddenly cause my pupils to squint shut when they started that.
So you go to way too much trouble to worry about the other
130 lumen light on their little...
But the point is, okay, so we had the baby bringers, the dog bringers, the gum chewers, the latecomers, the litter bugs, the mouth breathers, the refuse to movers, the seat kickers, the texters, too much cologne, the tour guide, And the guy says this all happened last Monday as he went to see The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. All in the same theater in one visit.
The feel-bad movie of the holidays.
Yeah. Well, again, that's it. They're there. They're angry. They're having to go see that.
Have you seen that, Ben?
No, I can't go see those.
I hear it lasts almost 3 hours.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. I could sit through a three-hour movie. I'd sit through. Hey, Titanic's coming back. You know, that was always my thing. Why don't we?
Yeah.
Scott.
The sequel?
My Little Thingy is coming back.
Yeah.
Scott.
Titanic 2, The Revenge.
No, not 2. Yeah. They're bringing that baby back. And they should.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
Some of the great movies need to be seen on the big screen.
Yeah. Yeah.
They need to be seen on the big screen. And
just so I can watch that guy fall off and ding his head on the propeller on the way down.
3D, and then do a triple.
Buddy.
Yeah.
3D.
3D. Okay.
3D.
My God, Leo will just keep drowning and drowning and drowning.
That's the way I felt when I saw Hangover.
This has got to come back in 3D.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, Beauty and the Beast is coming back in 3D. January 13th. We'll
it's
be
a
there.
Cartoon.
Yeah, it's my wife's
favorite.
What
does that mean? You get to run over to the right side of the theater and look behind the beast? Is that it?
It's my wife's favorite movie. I understand that. Be careful.
I think what we need is we all just need bigger screens and better popcorn at our houses.
Hello?
I think you're reaching that age. Way.
Well, the nice thing about it is they don't have a metal detector in there. You can just take your 9mm in there and just start shooting.
Yeah.
Thank
you,
and a happy holiday to you, too.
Yes, thank you.
All right,
that's a well-adjusted comment.
It was. On this date in history. Howdy Doody premiered on this date in 1947.
Let's get on the right side of the law here.
Right. Yeah, okay. New York City's Radio City Music Hall opened in 1932, and the first use of ether. How'd that work out? That was pretty good at the time.